Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Andrea Nirenberg is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Andrea is a great member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years, the president of the Nirenberg Group, Nirenberg, if you're Googling her. She's the author of all the important books on networking, including Million Dollar Networking, Savvy Networking, Nonstop Networking. What's this other one here? Networking for Veterans. That's that's the new one, right?
It's coming up, yeah.
Yeah, and Veterans Day is coming. Yeah, exactly, coming up soon. So thank you for all that, Andrea. NirenbergGroup.com is the website. Andrea, how, as you practice your business, helping people become better networkers, and as you do it yourself now, literally with fiercely because you've relocated, has anything changed? Has technology changed how we network? It's really just new tools, not new rules, right?
No, I love that. New tools, not new rules. The one great thing is that before you go anywhere, you can do your homework and your research, which is great. You can learn about the organization. You can learn about some of the people. And then one of the great things with LinkedIn is I joined, before I even moved down here, Sarasota Professionals Club. So it's like a group. So you haven't met most of the people yet because it's mostly been virtual. But now when I go somewhere, I can be like, okay, that person's a member or something like that. So I'm just putting my toe in right now. I haven't even really started. I mean, I haven't even been down here that long yet. So it's the idea of really doing it consistently. The other thing is,
I like the part you said about doing your homework before you go somewhere and you say no. You know, I can remember years ago going somewhere and not knowing who the players were and meeting someone and they just introduced themselves by their name and then come to find out that I just met the president of the organization. I didn't even know it.
Exactly.
You know, if I had had the access to what we have today, I could have said, oh, they're the president. That would have changed our conversation.
Totally.
It's so important. Folks, the information that you have available to you right now can change your life. And so don't change how you network. Change how you prepare to network. What do you think, Andrea?
Excellent. I like it. And I like what you said, new tools, not new rules. The same rules apply all the time.
Yeah.
Be open, be kind, take the initiative, go places, meet people. Do it at your own pace, and one size doesn't fit all, so make it work for you.
And don't forget, givers gain.
Absolutely. My wonderful dad always said, give without remembering, receive without forgetting.
I like that. So what else do we need to know about networking these days?
Same thing is be a good listener, really train up your listening skills, and ask people how to spell their name when you meet them, not because it's a great way of remembering people's names. Because as you and I both know, people spell their names all different ways.
And pronounce it correctly. Yes. Get the correct.
Pronounce it correctly.
This is such a big deal. People, you know, when I all the people I interview, I try to ask them, you know, tell me how to say your name. Make sure I'm saying it right.
Yes.
And they'll say, oh, no, just whatever. And I say, no.
No.
You get it like you want it. With a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right.
Absolutely right. And people like Dale Carnegie always say the sound of person's name is the sweetest sound there is. So it's
and if you take, if you care, if you take the time and act like you care about how people say their name, it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
I think
it's a huge deal. I was just at a conference this weekend. I spoke for the Inspiring Instructors Conference at Sullivan University this weekend in Indiana, and it was great. Now we had a whole session on empowering your students to go out and network after they graduate, which is key. Because you know what? It's a win-win situation for everyone in the school.
Right.
One of the things was people said how to teach people how to remember their names. I mean, because it sounds so basic, but it's hard. And just so happened there was a woman in the class, her name was Rebecca, and she spelled it with a K instead of two C's. Perfect example. You think I'll always remember that name? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So it's the basics. It's always the basics. Listen, give, respect. Take the initiative, help other people, and things have a way of coming back when you least expect it. Have a goal and an action plan.
And those things were powerful before we ever plugged anything into a wall.
Absolutely. And that's one of the funny things. When I ask people what your preferred method of communication is, it depends on the audience. Telephone is now the last one. It's email, it's text, it's social media. Someone said Skype, and I said, great, so you're getting closer to actually picking up a phone. But the old days, as we, you know, when we started working, it was like you called people, but now you can't just assume that that's someone's preferred method. I mean, as we know, we use them all, but I like to always ask somebody in order to stay in touch, Jim, what's your preferred method
Absolutely.
Of communication?
That's exactly, and let me tell you something.
You know,
ask customers the same thing.
Same thing. It's
not just your
thing.
Networking
Nothing
people,
same.
But not just your networking colleagues, but your customers, especially customers, right? Because that's
I want to borrow
those
your
are
line.
Their expectations.
Yeah, Jim, you had the best line. You know, the rules. It's the same rules, different tools, new tools, same thing.
Right. So, what else?
What else? I think it's just a matter of doing it, continually doing it, and find new opportunities. Like for me, one of the things I love is the opera. So immediately got involved here with the Opera House and at least joining the opera. You know, just, now that might not be something for everybody. Get involved with what you want, but pick something. Also pick a charity. Things like that. And people who have small businesses or looking to create like more expansion with their business in a new area or even in your own area. The same tools that we're talking about and the same ideas will work even if you live in the same place for X amount of years. Just do it.
NurembergGroup.com. NIEREN BERG. NurembergGroup.com. That's Andrea's website. Andrea, thank you for being here. Good job
thank
as
you.
Always. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I will.
Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.